time for those trumpets to blow.
It is. You know what? If I was pro anything, if I was a pro athlete, they'd have be playing this on SportsCenter on repeat. Uh-huh. You'd have commentary from everybody. You'd have fans weighing in. It would be an entire hour-long conversation on Mike and Mike.
They'd be analyzing it. They'd be stripping it down.
Yes.
Taking it apart.
What did she do? What can other players learn from her?
Yep.
But nope, here I sit on radio, nobody even noticing the things that I've mastered. And I just want to take some time out and give a shout-out to myself.
Hang on a second. I'm sitting back, and because your head is just starting to expand over my side here, so
wait.
I'm just like, you know.
All right, so in radio, right, we talk up the music ramps of the song. It's called Hitting the Post.
Yeah.
So when we stop talking, we played this game with you before as listener,
uh-huh,
to win different things. We've played Hit the Post with you,
mm-hmm,
that, and it's hard to do. People think, oh, I could do that, not a problem. But we got a lot of elements going on. I'm not in control of the board. Petch is running the board.
Yep.
I'm doing my own thing over here. We're not really that in sync.
No.
And so, once you call and try to play Hit the Post, you find out how hard it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to take this time to show everybody how you hit the post. And men are being called sexist for asking a girl why she isn't in the kitchen. Are we all just sexist? You'll find out next on Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy. Oh, God! And men, this is when my entire team would jump off the bench. We'd all be going ape. Men are being called sexist for asking a girl why she isn't in the kitchen. Are we all just sexist? You can find out next on Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy. Victory! And that's how you hit the post, people.
So you're going to be swaggering around this building all day today going, oh, I can hit the post. Yeah, do you want proof? And this is how sad she actually is. This is what she'll do. She'll actually download it, put it on her phone, and then play it to everybody in this building.
Hey guys, you want to know how to hit the post? This is how you do it. This is how you hit the post. If you want to try to hit the post, you can. 424-1234. We'll play that game with you. We're not giving anything away.
But if you want to play, you can.
But if you think it's so easy to do, you're just like, she's stupid. 424-1234. Challenge thrown out there, dude.
Do you
accept it?
There you go.
A few things going on. Everyone's sexist, apparently. I don't know. I don't even know what the qualifications are for being sexist. There is an Alabama teenager. Her name is Mary Filer. You can see her up on our Facebook page if you follow us on Facebook. She just graduated as her high school's valedictorian.
Okay.
She had a 4.59 GPA. The highest is four, usually.
Yeah.
She's accepted to 39 colleges.
Wow.
And had won $2.8 million in scholarships. So, of course, she gets a lot of support because that's amazing.
There it is.
For a teenager to have that kind of dedication, and I'm assuming that that also stems a lot from parents and it's passed down. She has a good support system.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, good for her. Kudos to her. How could you have anything negative to say about it?
Nothing at all. You got to take your hat off.
Well, there it goes. It goes on the internet, and now all these trolls start coming out, and then men start saying, why aren't you in the kitchen?
Because women don't belong in there. It's nice. It's nice when they're in there occasionally and cook you something, but that's not where their home base is meant to be.
So some men being a little sexist there. She said, though, she goes, I don't get upset by the trolls. She starts her freshman year at Florida A&M University. She's A&M. She's got a full ride. And she also has 24 college credits from her different AP classes throughout high school. Uh-huh. So she's going to graduate early.
See, and that's the thing. When she's already got that GPA and that $2.8 million in scholarships.
Not worried about you.
You can say what you want.
Exactly. Good for her. And now, there is a Dallas-based retailer. She's the woman who owns it is a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Okay.
She is being catching fire for selling a sexist shirt. It's a tank top.
Uh-huh.
It says, girls who love baseball are rare. Wife them up. Everybody's mad. Social media had a lot of negative comments about how it's sexist from both men and women.
People just want to complain about everything, don't they? And they just do. I mean, I think that's a funny t-shirt.
I would have to agree. Do you ever watch? I watch baseball when I want to take a nap.
Because that's what it's about.
I had a dream about how boring baseball was. I couldn't even watch it in my dream.
See, in the UK, it's a sport that's only played by girls, and it's called rounders. Like, dudes don't even play baseball in England, because it's just...
What's worse, watching the WNBA or baseball?
It's a lesser of two evils, isn't it? I'm not sure.
There you go. All right, if you want to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us at Petch and Amy or 424-1234.